City Council member Tim Henney said for several years the city has grappled with the number of special events and how they should be controlled. Now he said they're looking at some significant changes.
We're very pleased that staff is giving us the ability at council to, as I say, have a spine when it comes to the issue of events, because what happens is we try to create these parameters and these criteria that in effect are tools that we can use, and then when we're confronted with the ask from our local nonprofits, we tend not to be able to comply with our own guidelines. So this is a really These were really, I would say, much more aggressive steps, and that is one of them, is creating these blackout dates where we will not add any additional events.
He said they're setting a hard and fast rule that those peak weeks, events like the Arts Festival or Sundance, would not have any other new events approved.
And we're saying nothing on top of this. And it doesn't matter. You know, this is a hard and fast rule. It doesn't matter who you show up with to plead your case. We're going to stick to these blackout dates because, you know, we finally are going to be forced to do so.
Even when the, as I think you put it, the kittens, puppies, and children events come.
Crying children, yes, all those.
So that's when you would say, sorry, no.
That's correct.
He said they're also changing the ranking for events of 1 to 3, 3 being the most intense. Henney said they're expanding that and have set a level 4 and 5 for the busiest events.
Flow out into a lot of different departments and a lot of different issues for the community with noise and with traffic and with congestion and with the need for additional public safety. So it puts a financial burden on our police department and a resource and taxes our police department. Health, safety, and welfare issues. The level 3, 2, and 1s don't tend to do that. And you can think in terms of Tour de Suds. You know, Tour de Suds has some impacts, but it certainly doesn't cause those level 4 and 5 type impacts. It's a big event, but we don't have extra police. We don't have people blocking off roads. We don't have transportation issues. Think of Sundance. We do. So Sundance is a level 5.
During their regular business last week, the council gave an approval for the Tour of Utah.
That would be one of those that we would quasi-grandfathered. They would have kind of the first right of refusal or a preference for that date. And as long as they continued to hold that date and didn't change the event, like Sundance, like Arts Fest, they would be the one that was there, and you couldn't have others layered on top.
Another new policy the council supports is to deregulate events at the base of the resorts for levels 1 through 3. One proposal that didn't quite get a consensus was to protect the shoulder seasons. Some council members felt that weather changes will do that anyway, and the city doesn't need to take active measures.
The consensus we arrived at, I think everybody felt that the shoulder seasons are somewhat special, and it's a nice exhale for the community. I have personally loved the last couple of months in town. And so we all agreed on that. But at the same time, we disagreed on whether there was a need for regulating and thus protecting that through regulation. And the consensus we arrived at was that because of weather, because of the fact that we haven't seen a bunch of big 4s and 5s drop into the shoulder season, that we probably will not, and therefore we don't need to put regulations in place. We don't need to be proactive. In this instance, we can be reactive.
Henney said they will reconsider their stance if major events turn up during the shoulder periods. Finally, he said the council supports a one-time increase for the next year for the amount of money budgeted for event fee waivers.
We're going from our normal $200,000 line item fee waiver, budgeted fee waiver amount to $300,000. And that's because we've had a bunch of extraordinary events this year with the Park City Institute, for example, chewing up a quarter of our fee waiver budget right off the bat. And we, as Jenny Dearson pointed out, she's already used the budget for this year and needs additional, or we're going to be seeing every request for $4,000 and $5,000 and $6,000. And if we do this, then the city staff can administratively take care of those smaller ones. Anything over $25,000 request would still come before City Council.
Part City Council Member Tim Henney. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.